Now we're doing that because we want you to have the big picture. We call it in English the big picture. We don't say the little picture, we just say the big picture. The big picture is understanding not just yourself, but how everything works, how everything fits together. Now, I want to ask you a big picture question. Some of you have seen bad people in the world, haven't you? Seen a few.
بعضی شما آدم‌های بد رو تو دنیا دیدین.
Maybe you've even been a bad person yourself.
شاید آدم بدی خودتون بودین. Guilty.
Here's my question.
این سوالم.
What's the problem with the world?
مشکل دنیا چیه؟
Why is it bad? Why do people do bad things? What's the reason?
چرا مردم بدن؟ چرا مردم بدی می‌کنن؟ دلیلش چیه؟
So the Satan, he's pretty bad, and he makes people bad. Any other suggestions?
For the Shaitan, why do people do bad things? Nazar dige. Wanting more.
Yeah, that's greed, a human desire.
Being selfish.
I see your car. I want your car. I take your car.
Machine to me now. Machine to me. I'm saying selfish. Being selfish.
Yes, a human beings want bad things. Want things that are not good.
علامه نشده. She's saying that it should be bad so we know the world of the good.
Oh, so that's bad and that helps us see what's good. So glory to God. That's a good thought. That's someone said something here.
They respect us not that they believe in themselves. That's it, just that. So they respect us not that they
believe. Oh, they just believe in themselves, basically. Well, I want to explain to you the Bible's answer.
من میخوام که از طریق کتاب مقدس این جواب رو بسازم.
Or at least part of it.
یا حداقل یکی میشه.
But before I do that,
ولی قبل از اینکه این کار بکنم,
I'd like to teach you a little bit about Islam.
یکم میخوام راجع به اسلام بهتون درس بدم.
You might think that's ridiculous.
شاید فکر کنی که این یکم از فکر به دوره.
And you didn't even come to church for this.
و شما اصلا نمیخواستید واسه این کلیسا.
But here we go.
ولی خب ادامه میدیم.
According to the Quran, the real problem is this.
The مشکل اصلی اینه.
People are ignorant.
مردم بیشورن.
And they need to be rightly guided.
و باید هدایت بشن.
They need a guide.
یه مثل تور لیدر نیاز
دارن. Because they're ignorant and they're easily led astray.
به خاطر اینکه خنگن یه بایی از راه میرن بیرون.
Satan is just waiting, he just cracks you. So because you're ignorant, someone has to teach you and tell you what to do.
به خاطر اینکه بیشوری شیطان برسانه یه بایی میگیره از بلندت.
So you have guidance. So I think that's what up, isn't it? Guidance.
یه رهبری نیاز داره که بهش میگن خدا.
And not just guidance, you have to make people do the right thing as well.
نه فقط خدا بلکه خودت هم باید یه کار کنی که همون یارو
You don't just guide people with words, you guide them with swords and with chains.
مردم فقط با کلامتون نباید که با شمشیر با اسلحه با هر چیزی که خواستین دوست داشتین به راه.
And then when everyone is made to be on the straight path, then everything will be perfect.
و وقتی که همه مجبور شدن توی راه راست هدایت بشن همه چی دیگه عالیه.
Well, that's the Islamic answer.
این جواب اسلامیه.
I don't think it works very well.
من فکر نمی‌کنم این خیلی خوب توی استفاده باشه.
And there's such a thing as a blind guide.
یک چیز دیگری هم هست به اسم رهبر کور یا یک رهبری کور.
That's a word that Jesus used.
این کلمه‌ای که مسیح استفاده کرد.
You want to walk on a path and someone says, "I'll take you."
می‌خوای بری توی راهی و بهت میگه که من می‌برمت.
And you look at this person, you see he's blind. He can't see.
و می‌بریش و بهت میگه که و تو معطا می‌دونی.
How can he guide you on the path if he's blind?
کور نمی‌تونه کور رو هدایت کنه. تو چاله می‌افتی.
And that's the problem, isn't it? The people who want to be your guides, they actually have a lot of problems themselves.
و همینجوره زمانی که یک شخصی که کور می‌خواد شما رو توی مسیری ببره خودشون مشکل داره.
Who's going to guide them?
کی اونا رو می‌خواد راهنمایی کنه؟
And you look at their lives and you think, they've got the problem. And they're trying to tell me what to do. Okay, let's have a look at what Jesus said about blind guides. Matthew 15. And we're going to start with verse 8. And we're going to go to verse 20. 8 to 20.
Verse
8
to
20? Yeah.
Okay.
So just Matthew 15. Verse 8 to 20.
مت تا 15 آیه 18 تا 20
8
تا 20.
But just before we do it, just remember what I just explained is that in Islam, the fundamental theory or belief about the problem is wrong. They've got the wrong problem.
توی اسلام دلیلی که واسه این دارن شاید دلیلش اشتباهه یعنی که مشکل داره.
And if your diagnosis of the problem is wrong, the solution is wrong as well.
پس اگر به شما تزریق بشه که این راه اشتباهه پس جوابش هم اشتباهه.
If you go to the
حال اشتباه هم جواب اشتباه.
If you go to the doctor with a headache and he tells you you've got a broken foot, and he gives you something for a broken foot, it's not going to help your headache.
اگر به دکتر مشکل سردرد داشته باشی و این پا شکسته و دکتر هم به داروی پا شکسته که بهت بده هیچ ربطی به سردردت نداره.
So you have to know the problem in order to know what the right solution is.
پس باید مشکل رو بدونی تا بتونی راه حلش هم پیدا.
Now in this passage from Matthew, Jesus is criticizing people who want to guide others through rules.
تو این آیه یا این چپتر مسیح کسایی که دارن میخوام راهنمایی کنن یا راهنما باشن یه جورایی تو چالش می‌ذاره ازشون یا بهشون مثلا اینکه گیر میده ایران
and they've been particularly worried about food rules, what people eat, are you eating the right thing.
خیلی بحث مهمش هم خوردن غذا که تو چی داری میخوری.
They want to guide other people and tell them what to do.
میخوام مردم رو راهنمایی کنم بهشون بگم که چیکار بکنن.
So let's have a look at what Jesus says.
15:8.
And he begins by quoting the prophet Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Jesus speaks from Isaiah.
I'd like to find out what Isaiah parts of the book of Isaiah. 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 Okay. Isaiah. 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 Isaiah.
You have homework to memorize the names of the books of the Bible.
I know. It's terrible. I cannot guide you on that.
You're just translating. Okay, here we go. 15:8 to 20.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, these people honor me with their lips.
Okay. Gotcha. But the Isaiah verse starts at 7 in this book.
Off you go.
Yeah, do you want to
read it? Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Elia Karam. As hafte bekhatari ke haft as be Isaiah tuye hafte shode. نبی خوب در حق شما پیشگویی کرده که این مردم با زبان خود به من احترام میگذارند اما دلشان از من دور است. عبادت آنان باطل است زیرا رسوم بشری را به جای احکام الهی به مردم تعلیم میدهند. سپس عیسی مردم را نزد خود خواند و فرمود به سخنان من گوش دهید و سعی کنید درک نمایید. هیچ کس با خوردن چیزی نجس نمی شود. چیزی که انسان را نجس می سازد سخنان و افکار اوست. در این موقع شاگردانش نزد او آمده و گفتند فریسی ها از گفته های شما ناراحت شدند. عیسی جواب داد هر نهالی که پدر آسمانی من نکاشته باشد از ریشه کنده می شود. پس با آنان کاری نداشته باشید. ایشان گروهی هستند که عساکش گروهی عساکش گورهای دیگری شدند. پس هر دو در چاهار خواهند افتاد. پس هر دو در چاه خواهند افتاد. آنگاه پتروس از عیسی خواست تا توضیح دهد که چگونه ممکن است انسان چیز ناپاک بخورد و نجس نشود. عیسی گفت آیا شما نیز درک نمی کنید؟ آیا متوجه نیستید که آنچه انسان می خورد و وارد معده شده و بعد از بدن دفع می‌گردد اما سخنان بد از دل بیرون می‌آید و گوینده را نجس می‌سازد.
So Jesus is criticizing these blind guides.
پس مسیح کسایی که دارن رهبری گورگورانه می‌کنن و بهشون دست نشون میده یه جوری.
They are trying to make people good by telling them what they can and can't eat.
دارن به مردم میخوان مردم رو خوب کنن چون که بهشون میگن شما این کارو
رو شما اون بار.
And Jesus said it's not what goes into your stomach that makes you good, it's what comes out of your mouth.
و مسیح میگه چیزی که توی معده‌ت میره تو رو بد نمی‌کنه، چیزی که از دهنت در میاد.
It's the evil thoughts in your heart.
اون فکرای شریر توی قلبت.
It is what we call sin, he said.
چیزی که ما بهش میگیم گناه، ما میگیم.
That's what causes people to commit murder or to steal or to destroy other people.
این چیزایی که مردم مجبور می‌کنه به اینکه بکشن یا زنا بکنن یا خیلی کارهای دیگه.
He said, you Pharisees, your religious leaders, you're obsessed about whether people wash their hands and what food they eat and these rules of purity.
شما فریسیان درگیر اینی که ببینید که چجوری دستاشو میشوره یا که چجوری چه کارهایی میکنه و هیچ رب هیچ فرقی واسطه نمیکنه.
He said, you don't understand what the real problem is.
ولی شما نمیفهمید که مشکل اصلی چیه.
Because you don't know the problem, your solution is wrong too.
چون شما دلیل رو نمیدونید، شما مشکل رو نمیدونید، دلیلتون هم اشتباهه.
So let's have a look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter 4.
خب، پیدایش رو میخونیم، کتاب چهار.
And I'll just explain in advance that the book of Genesis is about the fundamental human problem.
کتاب پیدایش در مورد مشکلات fundamental.
The basic.
اساسی یا پایه‌ای انسان هست.
And especially these first chapters.
مخصوصاً این آیه‌های اول یا کتاب‌های اول.
And we see this problem coming again and again through these chapters.
و این مشکلات ما همین توی کتاب‌های اول همینجوری پشت سر هم میاد، باب‌های اول.
And let me just to be clear with you that the problem that the Genesis is talking about is what we call sin.
مشکلی که جالب بهتون اشاره میده، مشکلی که اینجا پیدایش داره بهش اشاره میکنه گناه.
This is the tendency of every human being to do wrong, both before God and with others as well.
انگیزه انسان اینه و این کاری که انسان میکنه گناه میکنه جلوی انسان هم و جلوی خوده.
And the book of Genesis describes how this problem happens again and again and again.
و کتاب پیدایش اینو توضیح میده که چجوری این پشت سر همه اتفاق.
It also explains that this is something that really distresses God.
و این disrespect or distress?
Distresses God. God is not happy.
Okay. این چیزیه که نشون میده و خدا از این زیاد خوشحال نیست و این با خدا با این هیچ رابطه‌ای نداره.
We've seen it already with Adam and Eve.
همینجوری اینو ما با آدم و حوا دیدیم که این اتفاق افتاده.
And we're going to hear it again with Noah.
ما با نوح اینو میشنویم.
But today we're looking at the two sons of Adam, Cain and Abel.
خب ما اینو امروز از دو تا پسرای آدم و حوا قارن نهایی.
I'd like us to read this. I wonder if someone else, do you mind reading it for us, Kavit?
Yeah.
So it's, why don't you go from 1 to 16, chapter 4, 1 to 16.
Okay. باب چهار آیه 1 تا 16. حوا از آدم حامله شده پسر زاید. آنگاه حوا گفت، به کمک خداوند مردی حاصل نمودم. پس نام او را قائن یعنی حاصل شده گذاشت. حوا بار دیگر حامله شده پسر زایید و نام او را قابیل گذاشت. قابیل به گندداری پرداخت و قائن به کشاورزی مشغول شد. پس از مدتی قائن هدیه ای از حاصل زمین خود به حضور خداوند آورد. قابیل نیز چند رأس از نخست‌سالگان گله خود را ذبح کرد و بهترین قسمت گوشت آنها را به خداوند تقدیم نمود. خداوند قابیل و هدیه‌اش را پذیرفت، اما قائن و هدیه‌اش را قبول نکرد. پس قائن برا شد و از شدت خشم سرش را به زیر افکند. خداوند از قائن پرسید، چرا خشمگین شدی و سرت را به زیر افکندی؟ اگر درست عمل میکردی، آیا مقبول نمیشدی؟ اما چون چنین نکردی، گناه در کمین توست و میخواهد بر تو مسلط شود، ولی تو بر آن چیره شد. روزی قائن از برادرش قابیل خواست که با او به صحرا برود. هنگامی که آنها در صحرا بودند، ناگهان قائن به برادرش حمله کرد و او را کشت. آنگاه خداوند از قائن پرسید، برادرت قابیل کجاست؟ قائن جواب داد، از کجا بدانم؟ مگر من نگهبان برادرم هستم. خداوند فرمود، این چه کاری بود که کردی؟ خون برادرت از زمین نزد من فریاد برمی آورد. اکنون ملعون هستی و از زمینی که با خون برادرت آن را رنگین کرده ای طرد خواهی شد. از این پس هر چه کار کنی دیگر زمین مسئول خود را آنچنان که باید به تو نخواهد و تو در جهان آواره و پریشان خواهی بود. قائم گفت مجازات من سنگین‌تر از آن است که بتوانم تحمل کنم. امروز مرا از این سرزمین و از حضور خودت می‌رانی و مرا در جهان آواره و پریشان می‌گردانی. پس هر که مرا ببیند مرا خواهد کشت. خدا من جواب داد چنین نخواهد شد. زیرا هر که تو را بکشد مجازاتش 7 برابر شدیدتر از مجازات تو خواهد بود. سپس خداوند نشانی بر قائم گذاشت تا اگر کسی با او برخورد کند او را نکشد. آنگاه قائم از حضور خداوند بیرون رفت و در زمین نون گزم یعنی سرگردانی در سمت شرقی عدن ساکن شد.
I have 3 sons.
من 3 تا پسر دارم.
They're 26, 28, and 30.
26, 28, 30.
And actually 2 grandsons as well. We just have sons in our family.
ما فقط تو خانواده هم پسر داریم. دو تا هم نوه پسر.
Well, Adam and Eve had 2 sons.
آدم و حوا هم 2 تا پسر.
And when you have children, a few children, you realize they're all completely different.
وقتی که چند تا بچه داشته باشه می‌بینی هدفاشون
They have different personalities.
شخصیت‌های مختلف.
Even from the day they're born, it's like they have different personalities.
از روزی که به دنیا میان اصلا انگار شخصیت‌های مختلف.
That's really fascinating to see them.
خیلی جالب و خیلی شگفت‌انگیز.
Well, these two boys, Cain and Abel, they were very different.
قائن و هابیل خیلی متفاوت بودند.
Abel, he looked after sheep. He liked working with animals.
هابیل از حیوانات دوست داشت مراقبت کنه.
And Cain, he was a farmer. He liked to dig in the ground and plant crops.
قائن توی کشاورزی بود. خیلی دوست داشت شخم بزنه.
And the story here, we don't understand everything that it explains, but it says they both brought an offering to God.
داستانی که اینجا هست شاید کامل متوجه نشیم، ولی تا جایی که میگن یه قربانی میارن واسه خدا.
Cain brought some of the crops that he'd grown as like a sacrifice to God.
قائن چیزایی که درو کرده بود یا سبزیجاتی که داشت یا هر چیزی که داشت و آورد داد واسه خدا.
What do you call him? قائن.
قائن.
قائن. And Habil.
Actually, Qa'en name is stolen in the Quran. Like they have.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another issue. And how do you say
Habil? Habil.
Habil. Habil. So Habil, he brings an animal to sacrifice to the Lord. And it says that God looked with favor and he accepted Abel's, Habil's sacrifice, but he didn't accept Cain's sacrifice. God accepted Abel's sacrifice, but he didn't accept Cain's sacrifice.
Habil قبول میکنه ولی هدیه قائن قبول نمیکنه.
Now we don't know why.
ما نمیدونیم چرا.
But actually we find out why.
ولی بعدا بهت میگم.
In the way that Cain responds.
جوری که خود قائن فهمید. So Cain is the wrong one.
He's the wrong one.
جوری که قائن میگه.
So Cain he gets very angry.
قائن خیلی.
And he says he's depressed.
و میگه که افسرده شده.
And God says to him, why are you angry? What's the problem? If you do the right thing, you'll be accepted. It's not an issue. But God says to Cain, well, if you don't do the right thing, watch out, but the sin is crouching at your door. It's like a lion. Lion is at your door.
مثل شیره،
لایم،
مثل پشت در خونه هست، مثل شیره.
It wants to eat you.
میخواد بخورد.
So be careful.
مواظب باشید.
But you have to take control of this sin.
ولی باید از گناهانی که میخواد بسنگید.
God warns Cain, he warns Cain.
قائن رو بهش هشدار بده.
But Cain doesn't listen to this. He's so angry. He just wants to do something, an angry thing. And he gets his brother Habil and they go out into the field. And Cain kills Habil. He takes his life. And the blood of his brother soaks into the ground. And then God says to Cain, where is your brother Habil?
پس خدا به قائل میگه برادرت هابیل کجا؟
There's a very famous response. Cain says, am I my brother's keeper?
یه حرف خیلی معروفه که دیگه مسخره شده میگه مگه من باید از برادرم خبر مگه من نگهدار برادرم؟
Why is it my business?
چرا اصلا مشکل منه؟
He's killed him actually.
Sorry.
He's actually killed his brother.
با اینکه کشتش ولی خب.
But he's lying to God.
داره به خدا دروغ میگه.
And God knows, of course. Sometimes we try and lie to God. It's not a good idea. It doesn't work. And God says, what have you done? He said, your brother's blood is witnessing against you. And it's witnessing against you from the ground. Now remember, Cain is the farmer, so he actually grows crops. The ground is his source of income and food. But God says, that ground is cursed now. There is a curse against you and your farming because of what you've done to your brother. When you work really hard out there with the crops, you will get nothing from it.
میری بیرون کار میکنی مزرعه داری تو میکنی کار سخت هم میکنی ولی هیچ نتیجه نمیدی
Your farm will fail.
مزرعه تو خراب باشه
And you will just wander the earth and you will be exhausted and you will find no place to rest.
سرگردون دنیا میشی و هیچ جا برای استراحت کردن پیدا نمیکنی
And so Cain is really upset, you know, he's very distressed.
پس قاره خیلی ناراحته، خیلی افسردگی گرفته.
But still God says that he will protect him from being killed by strangers.
ولی خداوند بهش میگه که من تو رو محافظت میکنم و نمیذارم کسی تو رو بکشه.
Now this is a story about sin and the power of sin.
پس این داستانی در مورد گناه و قدرت گناه.
And actually we see in the actions of Cain, we see why there was a problem with his offering as well.
توی عملایی که قائل کرد میتونیم بفهمیم که دلیل کارش چی بود.
Because he was not offering his offering with a good heart. He had hatred in his heart. He was actually jealous of his brother. He was incapable of killing his brother. Now what I want to focus on here is that the consequence of sin is the curse.
توجهی که میخوام امروز داشته باشیم مسئولیت گناه نفرین.
We've already seen this in the story of Adam and Eve as well.
ما بالدی داستان گناه آدم و حوا رو دیدیم.
So Cain's life is actually really damaged by the sin that he has committed.
پس زندگی قائن در حال حاضر خیلی ضربه خورده به خاطر گناهی.
What God is doing here is explaining us to us the big picture.
کاری که خدا داره اینجا میکنه داره به ما عکس بزرگتر نشون میده کل قضیه رو
Adam and Eve sinned.
یادتون باشه آدم و حوا گناه کردن.
They were expelled from the presence of God.
از حضور خدا بیرون رفتن.
But once they opened that door, sin continues in their family.
ولی باز دوباره وقتی که این در رو باز کردن گناه دوباره توی زندگیشون اومد.
Their sons know no peace.
الان پسرانشون هیچ آرامش نداره.
The problem keeps going from generation to generation.
مشکلات گناه ها از این نسل به نسل بعدی.
And you're going to see it again in the story of Noah as well.
و دوباره اینو تو داستان نوح اینو دوباره می‌بینی.
But what is the answer to this problem of sin?
ولی جواب این گناه چیه؟ این جوابی که باید روی گناه باشه.
Jesus said, out of the heart come thoughts of murder or theft or adultery.
از فکرهایی که توی قلب شما هست و فکرهای کشتن یک کسی خیانت کردن به یک کسی میاد.
There are two things that need to happen to set us free.
دو تا اتفاق باید بیفته که ما رو آزاد کنه.
What is our hearts need to change?
اولیش قلب ما باید عوض بشه.
And the second is the curse needs to be broken.
دومی اون نفرین باید شکسته بشه.
You can't make people be good by force.
نمیتونی مردم خوب کنی با فشار دادن یا حمله کردن.
People's hearts need to change.
قلبای مردم باید عوض بشه.
Now that's something that we can take responsibility for. Every person has a responsibility for their heart.
این یک مسئولیتی که ما میتونیم قبولش کنیم به خاطر اینکه هر کی مسئول قلب خودش است.
That's why God warns Cain and he says, be careful because sin is watching out for you.
بخاطر همین خدا به قائم گفت مواظبت کن از خودت به خاطر اینکه گناهت هم
هست. It's like take responsibility.
میگه که واسه مسئولیتش رو داشته باش.
But actually the change of heart that is really effective is the work of the Holy Spirit.
ولی عوض شدن واقعی کار روح القدس داره.
God sends his holy presence into our lives to change our hearts if we will let God do that.
خداوند روح القدسش رو میفرسته در بدنهای ما، در قلبهای ما که بتونه در ما کار کنه و ما رو عوض کنه.
Jesus came to set our hearts free.
مسیح اومد که قلبهای ما رو آزاد
کنه. From the power of sin.
از قدرت گناه.
And also from the curse of it as well.
و همینجوری از نفی.
And I'd like to just teach you a little bit more about what it means to be free from the curse of sin.
دوست دارم یکم دیگه بهتون یاد بدم منظور این که از قدرت گناه جدا بشین و ازش آزاد بشین.
And when I've explained this a little bit more, I would like to invite you, if any of you feel like you are under a curse, I'd like to pray for you for that curse to be broken.
ازتون میخوام زمانی که یکم بیشتر توضیح دادم و یکم راحت‌تر شدین، یعنی یکم فهمیدین، بیان جلو و واسهتون دعا بشه که شما هم از گناهی که روتون هست، نفرینی که روتون هست.
This problem that's explained in Genesis, the solution comes in Jesus.
این داستانی که توی پیدایش می‌بینیم، این گناهی که توی عهد عتیق هست، جوابش توی عهد جدید با مسیح میاد.
Jesus, his death on the cross, his resurrection, this is the answer to the fundamental problem.
مرگ قیام مسیح توی عهد جدید اصلا جواب این مشکلات پایه‌ای انسان.
This is why the Ayatollahs are not doing a good job.
این به خاطر دلیل اینکه آیت‌الله‌ها نمیتونن خیلی وقت خیلی کار بکنن همینه و نمیتونن کار خوبی انجام بدن اینه.
Because they don't know the answer to their problem.
به خاطر اینکه جواب به گناهانشون یا جواب به مشکلاتشون رو نمیدن.
But it's their problem. It's not just the problem of the people of Iran. It's their problem too.
مشکل مردم ایران نیست بلکه مشکل خودشونه. مشکل
They need Jesus.
مسیح نیاز داره.
Well, there is a passage in one of Paul's letters where he speaks about the curse.
توی یکی از نامه‌های پولس در مورد این قضیه صحبت می‌کنه. Should I read it or do you want to read it?
I might.
Just read it, I'll chance it.
Well, it's Galatians 3 from verse 10 to 13.
توجه نکردن به هزاران کار بد.
He quotes Genesis, he says, the righteous will live by faith.
توید پیدایش میگه با ایمانان با براش for the righteous.
Maybe you should read 11 and see what it says. Clearly no one is justified before God by the law.
حالا که خدا شما را برای این زندگی تازه بعد ببخشید 11 این 12 بود در این زندگی تازه ملیت شخص نجات ثواب و مقام اجتماعی او اهمیت و ارزشی ندارد چون همه مردم می توانند به یک اندازه به حضور مسیح بیایند آنچه واقعیت واقعا اهمیت و ارزش دارد حضور مسیح در زندگی شخص است.
So it says, Jesus rescued us from the curse of the law.
مسیح ما رو از قانون نفرین نجات داد.
That he became a curse for us.
ولی خودش برای ما یک نفرین شد.
It says, cursed, he quotes from the Bible, from the law, cursed is anyone who's hung on a tree.
از توی خود کتاب مقدس میگه نفرین اون چیزی که از یه جوری دار.
What it's saying is that when Jesus was crucified, he actually took our curse upon himself.
پس این به معنی اینه که زمانی که مسیح روی صلیب رفت، اینو واسه ما انجام داد.
When we sin and disobey God, we come under the judgment of God. We become under a curse, like Caiaphas did.
وقتی که میایم زیر قانون کردم، میایم زیر محبت خداوند. از زیر این قانون جدا میشیم چونی که قائن این اتفاق واسش افتاد یعنی که قائن بد شد یعنی که قانون دنبال کرد و بد شد و رفت ولی ما از زیر این در میریم بخاطر اینکه مسیح اینو واسه ما انجام داد.
But when Jesus died for us, he takes the curse upon himself. Our curse is on Jesus.
و مسیح اینو واسه ما انجام داد.
It's amazing, isn't it?
خیلی جالبه.
That his blood was shed for us. And what that means is that we can be set free from the curse of the law. There is power in the cross to set us free from the curse of sin. The answer to the curse that Cain experienced is the cross.
جواب گناهی که قائن انجام داد صلیب.
It's like God is telling us a long story and he tells it over thousands of years and Jesus is the destination.
انگار خدا داره یک داستانی به ما میگه که هزاران سال طول میکشه و هدف و اون مقصد مسیح.
Now, in our nature, it's hard for us to accept that Jesus has set us free.
توی طبیعت ما خیلی واسه اون سختی که قبول کنیم مسیح ما رو آزاد کرد.
We tend to always want to earn our place.
همیشه دوست داریم که خودمون جایی که میخواییم ما یا هستیم خودمون به دست.
If I work a little bit harder, if I do a little bit more good, then God will accept me.
اگر یکم بهتر انجام بدم، اگر یکم خوبتر باشم، اون وقت.
You know the story in Islam, there's supposed to be an angel on one shoulder and an angel on the other, and they work out how much good you've done, how much bad you've done, and there's not enough good, then
down there.
That's not how the gospel works. That's actually not true. The truth is that Christ has died for us. And we are all sinners. I am a sinner. I have done wrong.
من گناهکارم. من هم اشتباه کردم.
It's true. Everyone.
هر کسی واقعاً.
Is there anyone here who has never sinned and never done wrong? I'd love to meet you after the service.
کسی هست که گناه نکرده باشه؟ چون اگه باور نمیشه اصلا شما
رو. Welcome to put your hand up right now if you want.
لطفاً اگه واقعاً کسی هست دستش رو بگیر.
There's only one person who didn't sin, and that's Jesus.
هر کسی که گناه نکرده مسیح.
And the truth is that the man who was without sin died for us. He became sin for us. The man who was not under a curse, the Son of God, became a curse for us. He bore the curse for us. That means there is power in the cross to set us free from the curse. And I'd really like to pray for you about this issue. Perhaps you have done bad things and you feel that that caused a lot of hurt. Perhaps you believe you've even been cursed by what you've done. Maybe you've killed somebody. Maybe you've had sex with someone you shouldn't have. Maybe you've stolen money from somebody. Maybe you've beaten someone, been cruel to somebody. Maybe you've lied and damaged people by your lies.
Belki dürüst gofte başım, nasıl ki bad yerde başım belki.
Maybe you've done business bad and you've taken money from someone in business and used them to make yourself successful.
Şart kola berberi kârda başım, çünkü biznesetun, yaşlıvarı kârda.
Maybe it's not you, maybe your father did that or your mother did that and it's hanging over your life.
Şart başkaları şoma ne başım, peder baderatun başım, khanavadatun başım ve alan tüyü zendeki şoma da tersim.
Perhaps you felt a bit like Cain, you felt like you are under a curse. Because of what you've done. Well, I want to tell you today, Jesus died on the cross to set you free. When you're in Jesus Christ, you're not under the curse anymore. Jesus, it brings blessing where there was a curse. And if this is you, if you feel that even for something small or something big, that you felt that your life under a curse because of something you've done or maybe your parents have done, I'd love to pray with you now. And what I'd like to do is, if that's you, I'd like to invite you just to stand up and come forward. And I'll say, I know what it feels like. I've been there as well. And there's no shame in coming to Jesus. There's no
shame.
Shame is in the past. Shame is from what we've done. But Jesus takes our shame away. So if you'd like to be set free from what you might feel is a curse of sin in your life, I just invite you to come forward. Just come and stand here in the front. I don't need to know what it is. Nobody else needs to know. God knows. I'd like to pray for you. And I'd like to pray God's blessing on your life. Thank you that Jesus Christ has died for me.
Mercy ki Masih baray man oldu.
I turn away from my sin.
من از گناهانم برمیگردم.
I also turn away from the sins of my parents, my ancestors.
همینجوری از گناهای نسلی که همینجوری از گناهای نسلی برمیگردم.
Please forgive me.
لطفاً منو ببخش.
I receive forgiveness because of what Christ has done for me.
من بخشیده میشم به خاطر کاری که مسیح برای من کرد.
Father God, please take the curse away from my life.
پدر جان لطفاً نفرین از زندگی من بردار.
I don't want to live under this curse anymore.
من نمیخوام زیر این نفرین دیگه زندگی کنم.
I believe Jesus has taken the curse for me.
من ایمان دارم مسیح نفرین رو برای من برد.
And I reject it in Jesus' name.
و من در نام عیسی مسیح ردش میکنم.
In the name of Jesus, I break this curse.
در نام عیسی مسیح این نفرین رو میشکنم.
در نام عیسی مسیح این نفرین رو میشکنم.
And in Jesus' name, I receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
و در نام عیسی مسیح برکت روح القدس رو میپذیرم.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just pray for you. No need to translate. Heavenly Father, I do pray for these brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, I declare a breaking of the curses. And I ask, Lord God, that you would fulfill the promise that is in the scriptures, that Jesus has become a curse for us, and that because of that, there is no more curse for the children of God. So in the name of Jesus, I declare a breaking of these curses, curses of death, curses of failure, curses of sickness, curses of not having enough, curses of broken relationships, of fear. We cut them off in the name of Jesus. We break them down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would just extend a grace of forgiveness, of kindness and joy and peace amongst our brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray that you would release the blessings of the Holy Spirit, that you would give hope where there's been despair, that you would give a sound mind where there's been confusion. Lord, I pray that you give joy where there's been sorrow and pain, in Jesus' name. And also in the name of Jesus, I come against curses that have been spoken against these brothers and sisters because of their sins. And Lord, we break them off them in the name of Jesus. We break off these curses. And they have no power against the cross. We just nail these curses to the cross of Christ and declare that their power is humiliated and disgraced. It has nothing over the children of God. So Lord, I pray that you just seal each one of these brothers and sisters with your Holy Spirit, that you release the spirit of blessing, of life, of joy in the Holy Spirit. Just release power and grace and healing, your love, your kindness in Jesus' name. Be released in the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord be your strength. The grace of God be upon you in Jesus' name. The joy of God be with you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break shame off you. Shame, you have no rights over the children of God. These are not children of shame. These are children of grace and power and authority and freedom in the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would just break chains today in Jesus' name. You're a chain-breaking God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you all. Please be seated. We're going to continue in worshiping God. If you feel that you'd like to be prayed for more, you've been stirred up by something that still needs to be released, feel free to come and speak to me or to speak to Ronald next week.
اگر فکر میکنید توی شما چیزی هست که به شما میگه باید بیشتر واسهتون دعا بشه، بیشتر واسه نظر لطفا به من بگین. بعد از این جلسه یا هفته دیگه برون.